The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
My God, Pete. The Atlanta Falcons did it again. And it's no longer like, you know, like if Julio Jones were the guy, it's like, okay, the ultimate Falcon is falconing, right? Like it's systemic, but no, it is spread. The falconing has spread to the newest star, if you want to call him that, for the Atlanta Falcons, Todd Gurley. Tries not to score a touchdown, helps fantasy owners all over the world, yet unfortunately spells doom for his team, the Detroit Lions, Matthew Stafford, two teams wearing all gray on Sunday in Week 7 in the Seahawks and the Lions. But these Lions, they managed to get the dub, 23-22, the final score. I have no words. I really have no words for what Atlanta is able to do now.
Weird to say, but I was thinking a lot about Bill Belichick at the end of this game, and I know what you're wondering. What in the world does Detroit and Atlanta have to do with the old sweatshirt? Well, RJ, as Belichick struggles to right the ship in New England, for the second week in a row, a Belichick disciple makes a brilliant coaching call. They tricked Todd Gurley, allowed him to score a touchdown only to win. They went so far as to like not just make a wide open hole. They were like, let's just trick his mind. We'll touch him as he goes into the end zone. And he couldn't. It was muscle memory. He could not stop himself from going into the end zone. This is awesome. This is goofy. This makes me want to skip work and play Madden all day with a pencil in my ear and a dream. Gurley's quote after the game: I was mad as hell. I was trying not to score, but my momentum took me in. It's kind of crazy.
Well, I will say this, Pete. I know you thought about Bill Belichick, but he pulled the same move off, although it didn't work for him. Super Bowl 40...
against the Giants.
Yeah, 46. Is that 46?
I think it was Ahmad Bradshaw.
It was Super Bowl 46.
Ahmad
Bradshaw tried to sit for the Giants. The Patriots let him score. Ultimately, were unable to complete what the Lions did. But yeah, and we've seen Todd Gurley be aware of rules before. He's gone down at the one and caused the fantasy discussion. People act like Todd Gurley was the person to pioneer that. No, sir. Let me make it about the Cowboys for you. Brian Westbrook, 2007. It hurt. That's the Jessica Simpson game, baby. But anyway, kudos to the Lions. I mean, there were people, Pete, before the season started, I know Kissed among them, that thought the Lions could be serious playoff contenders. Some people thought they might win the NFC North. That was before.
They're not out of it.
They're not. I mean, I don't think they'll win the NFC North with what Aaron Rodgers is doing. But yeah, kudos to the Lions. I'm happy for Matt Stafford.
I got a couple more takes in this game. I think the Lions ought to be giving DeAndre Swift 20 carries a game and save Peterson as your fresh horse or for short yardage. To me, Swift looks like a running back who, if he can just get into a rhythm, might be one of these Ram-like backs that you could see and flash a bit more.
He plays for the Lions, Pete, not the Rams.
I understand, but I know that McVay loves to go with this hot hand type of deal, and sometimes you see different backs emerging out of there, but you need to get in a rhythm to do so. I don't love that they give them 10 carries each either. Biggest offensive contributors in this game: Galladay, 114, Julio Jones for 97, Calvin Ridley, 69, and a touchdown. To me, the sign of a star at wideout is getting attention and still being able to have production. I thought Ridley did a nice job showing he can still be productive when he's getting the attention to men on him. He had a touchdown called back and did such a great job when it came to getting an angle away from the double coverage inside the pylon. Worth a note, Lions defensive end Romeo Okwara had two key sacks in this game, one that forced a fourth down and one strip that forced a turnover, both in the second half. Being a Falcons fan, it's the most miserable situation in the league. When you're a fan of a team like the New York Jets, for example, you know you're going to lose. It's over. You actually maybe want to lose, because guess what? Then you're maybe in contention for Trevor Lawrence. It doesn't really feel like Sam Darnold is it. So there's a little bit of like rooting against your own team going on. The Falcons find ways to give you hope every week and then find a new outrageous way to lose.
They're Charlie Brown and is it Lucy?
There's no situation fan-wise than Atlanta right now, because they're still trying to win too. It's not like they're like sucking because... No, I think they're still going with Matt Ryan. They're still going to just try to let the new coaching staff decide what to do. They're not in it for a new quarterback or anything like that. Hopeless and miserable, and I would almost stop watching if I was an Atlanta Falcons fan.
I will give the Atlanta Falcons this, a baby heat of the week. The gradient uniforms did not look as bad as I thought they would.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.